This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Arrested yesterday, first court appearance scheduled for today. A Massachusetts Air National Guard member arrested in connection with the disclosure of those highly classified military documents. The AP's Sagar Magani says there are plenty of questions.
One likely question is how the highest profile intelligence leak in years, one the Pentagon calls a very serious national security risk, could have been caused by someone like Jack Teixeira, a 21-year-old IT specialist.
We entrust our members with a lot of responsibility at a very early age.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's press secretary, says those troops know their obligations.
It's called military discipline.
Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says the military will review its intelligence access procedures to prevent another such leak. Ryder says that includes limiting who can access sensitive information. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Now to Florida's new abortion law. It bans abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The legislature gave final approval yesterday, and Governor DeSantis signed it into law. Florida's also wrestling with brutal weather. The AP's Donna Warder.
Parts of Florida are cleaning up after an unprecedented storm that dumped more than 2 feet of rain in a matter of hours.
No weather forecasting service could have warned us of this.
In a news conference carried by WPLG, Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trantalis asked residents to be patient as tow trucks continued to remove rows of broken down cars. The National Weather Service issued a rare flash flood emergency alert for rains which started Monday and became their heaviest Wednesday afternoon.
China says this morning it will not sell weapons to those involved in the conflict in Ukraine. The U.S. has been concerned. This is AP News. Now to North Korea.
Could North Korea now have solid-fuel long-range missiles capable of hitting the U.S.? North Korea says it has tested a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile, or ICBM, intended to target the mainland U.S. North Korea's state media says its recent weapons test involved a new long-range missile powered by solid propellants, which it described as the most powerful piece of its growing nuclear arsenal, targeting the United States and U.S. allies in Asia. An ICBM with built-in solid propellants would be easier to move and hide, and could be fired more quickly, reducing the opportunities for opponents to detect and counter the launch. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Here at home, gas is $3.66 a gallon this morning, up 8 cents in a week, says the AAA, up 20 cents in a month. But a year ago, gas was $4.07 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.